Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
You know, I thought I was ready.
Yeah, you thought you were, huh?
And then you brought Scott in on me.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the deal. You never know what Scott Tarkowski is going to be into.
It's always good things.
It's always good stuff. Always exciting, yeah, but I don't know. How do I keep up with you?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, there you go. So, in this day and age, we were talking about this earlier, in a lot of professions, whether you're in sales, whether you're in marketing of some kind, whether you're selling widgets, right? We all recognize how important social media is.
Yep. Gotta have it.
And yet, what do you do? How do you do what?
How can you leverage it, right?
Yeah.
For what you want to do.
How do you do? What do you do?
Yep, you got to do it. Nobody knows how to do it.
Yeah. So, do you happen to have maybe a solution that you could bring to the table today?
I absolutely do, and I think we'll introduce her in a minute.
Okay. You've got a special seminar coming up, and we're going to talk about that today. And you always do it at the right price. You know, you
sometimes
always
way too cheap.
Well, you know, don't use that C word.
Inexpensive.
There you go. Value.
Yes.
It's got value, right?
A lot of
value. Well, we're going to talk about how to leverage your phone to make more sales. And it doesn't matter what, if you're selling cars, you're selling furniture, you're selling widgets, you're selling radio time, whatever.
Yeah, you're promoting whatever you're doing.
You're promoting whatever you're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have no BS today. That's a little tease, right?
There you go.
No BS. We're talking about it today with Scott Tarkowski here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you. Thank you for joining with us. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
roof.
Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, some pretty good muffies, too. SRT, Sales Training, Uprising, Addiction Center, and Mira, Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment. We're going to talk about no BS today. Scott's really done it this time. Come back and find out how here on Strategies, Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. No, formally welcome back. Our life strategy. I hate to call you a life strategist anymore because you're a sponsor now and you've been on so much. Doggone near co-host.
Yeah, I was going to say that co-host. Yeah.
Scott Tarkowski, welcome back. You're always welcome.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I do.
You're doing so much wonderful. You're bringing SRT. You know, I knew when you called me and said, I'm going to do this thing called SRT sales training. I knew we were in for it because I knew what you were going to bring to the marketplace.
And to our community.
And to the community is such value added. And yeah, you do the sales training for, you know, people who want to learn to sell cars, furniture, radio time, insurance, whatever, right?
Absolutely.
But you're doing so much more. Mm-hmm. And so based on that, you brought a guest with you today. We're going to talk about an event that you guys are going to participate in next week. Introduce your guest.
Yeah, I thank you for having me again and allowing us this time. But I'm just kind of co-hosting this thing. But I'm bringing in a young lady who's in this marketplace. She's No BS Marketing. Her name is Natasha Regard, and she has helped me.
Cajun name.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And she has helped me exponentially. And when we started working together, I said, hey, listen, we just got to take this to the public. Mm-hmm. We all know how important social media is today.
Right. Well, it's integrated in daily life.
Everything.
Whether we like it or not.
Right. Yeah. And every business owner, every manager everywhere says, hey, you got to get my salespeople on you. Hey, you got to post online. You got to do this. You got to do that. But yet nobody wants to teach you how to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a super entry level, how to leverage your cell phone to make more money. That's right. What this is going to be about.
So it's coming up next Wednesday, Wednesday of next week. Right.
Yep.
The 17th.
Yep. The Hampton Inn in Bossier City, Louisiana, on Viking Drive.
Nice place.
Great facility, great people over there. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., so everybody have a chance to finish their work day and then come on over.
All right. We're going to talk about it, so, here's what I want to underscore. Very limited seats available.
Yep. 24 seats, that's all the room can handle. This is kind of an introduction, so we're just rolling this out to see where it's going to go. We probably have to change the venue next time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And very, very inexpensive price, again, just to test the market and all that and bring a lot of value and go from there.
So, Natasha, welcome. Welcome to Strategies for Living.
Thank you for having me.
So, you and I were talking over a cup of coffee a few minutes ago, and I've certainly heard of, it's a pleasure to meet you. But your reputation precedes you. I've heard of No BS Marketing, so don't give me any BS. Tell me about your coming into the market and how you got started in the marketing field.
So my parents both influenced my career choices. My dad is a IT Cisco network engineer, and my mom's an artist, so I've kind of always had both interests in my life.
Yeah.
And from a young age, I was commissioned from my high school to make collages for sports teams.
Oh. And, oh, wow.
And commissioned to do photo shoots. So I started off with photography and some basic edits on the computer programs that were out at that time. And then moved from that into graphic design at LSU at Shreveport.
Okay.
And then got my first job at a marketing company in town.
Mm-hmm.
And that marketing company taught me, opened up the world of marketing that I never knew existed.
Yeah,
and I got my foundation in web development and sales. And then that led to opening up my first
company
with some other individuals.
Yeah.
And then soon I realized that they were full of BS, to say anything else.
Okay. All right.
And I've found that in the marketing field as a general, there's lots of people that like to use big words to take advantage of businesses and individuals who don't understand what these big words mean.
Right.
And so out of that came the company that now is
my No BS Marketing. And I, so I understand the where the name came from. Yes. Yeah.
And so that's what we like to do for our clients. We like to be honest. We don't like to waste their time, our time, their money, our money. And that's kind of what we want to bring into this class, as well as showing people what things they really need to focus on and what they need to avoid. Because I'm sure everybody has seen content about what they need to do with social media, with their phone. There's so many opportunities, so many voices shouting at you. And we're just going to try to cut through that noise.
Okay. And the, again, there is, has there ever been more noise, you know, when you tune in, wherever you tune in? Whether you tune into radio, TV, the internet, social media.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Of any kind, there is a lot of noise, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just to give you an example, and I know Lauren does a lot of this kind of stuff too, but I was trying to launch a website, and I didn't even know why I needed a website, but everybody said I needed a website, so by God, I'm going to get a website.
By golly, we got to have a website.
And I hired some people, and they, like Natasha said, they told me this, and they told me that, and they drug their feet, and a month became 2 months, and then 4 months, and then all I'm doing is paying money and getting nothing done. I met Natasha through a friend, and we sat down and decided to work together. She said, I'll have it up and running in 3 weeks. I said, well, what's going to be running through? She said, your website. It'll be ready in three. And in about 2 weeks and 6 days, my website was up and running.
Wow.
And
it's a good-looking site, too.
I think so. And it plays really well on the phone, and it just does everything it's supposed to do, which is kind of crazy.
Right. Well, yeah.
Go figure.
Again, there. That's what you want.
That's right.
And then from there, we just said, hey, listen, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and there's a lot of ways that Natasha can help people.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is going to be quick, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Wednesday, December the 17th. And so it'll be, you know, you're going to bottom line.
Yes.
You're going to bottom line things, Natasha.
Yes.
What kind of whet our appetite just a little bit. What are the most important things that we need to have an understanding of that most people, whether they are sales, marketing people, or business owners, need to really understand that most people really don't have a full understanding of?
I think it really is a lot of mindset and being consistent about what you're doing. Most people don't do what they know that they need to do because they don't take that first step and they don't time block.
Yeah.
And so you would be surprised what you can achieve if you set a specific schedule to do specific things and then you make that into a pattern. And something that Scott and I are big on is tracking what you do and then looking at what was tracked, analyzing the data, and then making decisions based off of that.
Right.
Because if you're spending hours a day doing something that's not producing results, you should probably spend your time doing something else.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of coming from a psychological point of view here when I ask this next question. And I'm coming from a psychological point of view, but I'm also coming from a personal point of view. Lauren, you and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. How much of a fear factor is there? Because, you know, maybe I could call it fear factor. Maybe I should also refer to it as maybe intimidation factor. Mm-hmm. How big a play is that, you know, to keep people from making that first step, doing what they need to do?
It's huge. And it's actually funny that you said that, because that is how I wanted to open the class, is discussing that specific point. I believe that there's two main fears, because if you look at things, it usually comes down to some sort of fear. Either right. It's a fear of not knowing how and fear of failing it, right. of failure, or a fear of judgment and negative results.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so dealing with those issues is really going to get you where you need to go, because you can understand the principles, know how to use the technology, but then if the fear holds you back, you're not going to implement that, and so you're still in the same spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that old, and, you know, in psychology, there's that old acronym that we use for fear, right? False expectations appearing real, right? And, you know, I'm making an assumption here, and you know, we know about it's assumptions, right? But again, is that real? I mean, can I really mess up? Yeah, you know, if I put myself out there, and I understand the basics, and you're gonna help. You guys are helping with this, have an understanding of the basics. Is there really anything to be afraid of?
No. If anything at all, the people, if you have a fear of a rejection from people, the people who are rejecting you probably don't need to be in your life anyway. Mm. And so it could be opening doors that weren't opened before by just putting yourself out there, because the only thing that's holding you back is yourself. And you're going to look back on your life however many years ahead and think of all the missed opportunities.
Yeah.
And you could have just stepped out.
Yeah. Well, there's that other acronym for fear, right? There's the, you know,
false expectations appearing real.
And then there's the face everything and respond.
Yeah.
It's
kind of ironic too that you mentioned that. And I get it a lot. You probably do too. All of us in this room, people say, well, you can just talk to people, or you can just get out there and shoot a video, or you can just listen. We all go through the exact same things, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that's kind of the thing. And you need to do it. If you're going to be successful in business today, you're 77 cents to send out a piece of mail. A stamp today is 77 cents.
Yeah.
For a piece of mail that may or may not get opened.
Right.
You can get online for free and potentially be in front of millions of people.
There you go. And you're going to get an opportunity to do just that coming up this Wednesday, December the 17th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can reserve your spot right now. It's all brought to you by No BS Marketing and Natasha Regard and SRT Sales Training and Scott Tarkowski. And what an opportunity. What an opportunity this is going to be.
Yeah, we're super excited.
We will tell you all of the particulars, how you can get signed up. And we've got a lot more to talk about today here on Strategies for Living. Natasha and Scott with us. You come back with us too. Strategies for Living. Be right back. Folks, they were shouting. Hey, welcome back, folks. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. You heard the people shouting, how do I sign up, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. We were talking about all that. We've been talking about all the stuff. And, you know, it's coming up next Wednesday, December the 17th. We've talked about limited seating.
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hampton Inn, 2691 Viking Drive. That's over there right around Home Depot. I call
next
it home,
to next to Nicky's. Nicky's.
Yeah, yeah, couldn't be better.
Margarita right after.
There you go. Kind of 220 and airline drop. Yeah. But everybody's shouting, okay, how do we sign up? How do we sign up? So how do we sign up, Scott?
Well, let me tell you. You can go to No BS Marketing's Facebook page.
Right.
Probably the easiest way. And you can sign up right there. Scan a QR code if you want. I mean, this is social media stuff. This is marketing. So we got to be current, right?
Right.
You can go to Scott.
Everybody does the QR code thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You can go to SRT Sales Training Facebook page and you can find the information there. You can go to Scott Tarkowski Facebook page. You can find it there. And if you
and
just
you can always pick up the phone and
if
call.
If you absolutely have to, you can. Now, I'm not doing this thing. You're not going to get anything from me. I'm going to introduce Natasha, and I'm getting out of the way.
Right.
I'm supplying the cookies for the break and that kind of thing. But this is hers. It's all going through No BS Marketing, so you can sign up that way.
Okay. All right. And so easy enough to do. Why is it? Why is there so much BS in the marketing field? I don't want to put you on the spot here too much, Natasha, but why? You know, I got my bachelor's degree in marketing 150 years ago at LSUS. Mm-hmm. I had some great professors. You know, applied my trade in the radio and advertising business, you know, many moons ago here in the market. But why is there this level of confusion, this level of BS today that we have to deal with?
Well, it used to not always be like this. And I think that the advancement of social media and books and other educational things about the topic has spurred something among people that they've realized that they can sell things to businesses by using large words and intimidation. And now, especially since a lot of the things have been in the marketing world and AI world have been moving so fast, people just jump on the newest terms that come out, put a dollar number behind it, lock you into a 6-month or a year retainer, and then don't deliver.
Right.
I see it all the time. There's so many people that have come up to me that want to use my services but legally cannot exit their 6-month retainer that they are not receiving any results for spending thousands of dollars a month with these people.
Right. Well, you know, and so definitely no BS is needed in the marketplace.
Yes.
So there's no BS marketing. So go to the Facebook page, either SRT Sales Training or No BS Marketing. And easy to sign up for. And do we want to, you talked about how low the price is.
Yeah.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
$59.
Okay, so you just throw it out there.
No, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, which, you know, is, you know, you are professional in what you do. So nowadays, any profession has an hourly rate.
Right.
This is way lower than your normal hourly rate, and folks are going to get the benefit of all you know and what you're going to teach for not 1 but 2 hours, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yes, and I'm encouraging people to bring some questions because I like it to be interactive so I can give you some actual advice and feedback on some of the things that people are dealing with.
Is some of the confusion, you know, and Lauren and I talk about this some, and we've certainly, used some AI in facets of what we do and in the program. We've even talked about it, you know, very openly here. It's fascinating, but it's also kind of confusing and mind-boggling. I mean, when you look at, so, you know, social media was already, to a lot of us, very confusing and intimidating. And that it seems like in the last
year or so, boom, mm-hmm. here comes AI on top of that. Has that added to, we were talking about the confusion and the fear factor earlier, has that added to all of this, Natasha?
Oh, definitely. It's overwhelming, especially as somebody like myself, where we have to actually implement the tools.
Right.
And so we have to constantly be educating ourselves and then sifting through the thousands of options that are constantly being thrown in front of us. Right. And so there's a lot of really, really cool stuff that you can do through AI, and we utilize AI in as much of our business as we can on top of implementing it into our clients' businesses where it seems fit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But most of the time, people are focusing on the shiny objects and ignoring the core practices that actually bring in the numbers and actually deal with the people on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And so I think that there's wisdom and strategy in being able to understand what is worth your time and what is not. And of course, if you want to explore in these other options, they're fantastic. I think everyone needs to be implementing AI in their business somehow, but you have to focus on the core strategies. And if you're not doing that, you should not be starting with something new.
Right. And when you talk about the core strategies, that's something that, you know, there's an intimidation factor when it comes to AI and how fast things are moving and how much it can do and what it, you know, to understand what it can't do. The core, these core factors you're talking about, that's not something that that can be done by AI. That's something that is flesh and bones, isn't it?
Correct. Do you have a contact list? Do you know who your customers are? Mm-hmm. Do you know where they are? Are your products being seen by your customers? All of these questions that most businesses honestly can't answer off the bat if you were to ask them. And so making sure that you sell your products, whether that's using online tools or via personal methods, which Scott, you know, is an expert in, mm-hmm. These are the things that really need to be the core, the foundation. And then if you don't have those, the other strategies for implementing AI and the shiny objects won't work anyway because they utilize the foundation of your business.
Right. Yeah, I can't ever imagine, you know, in the sales end of it, that a good salesperson, and we, you know, you and I have talked about this many times here on the both on the radio and personally. Everybody's in sales.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, we there may be an intimidation factor, but we all sell,
right?
You know, and yet many of us, you know, when you say the word sales, you know, we yeah. Put the, you know, let me put the sign up to,
yeah. Everybody, you know, walks away from me at the party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And yet we're, you know, we all, whether we're on the radio, mm-hmm. whether we're a therapist, a counselor, yep. or whether we're selling widgets.
Right.
We all sell.
Yeah. And it's just one more piece in that puzzle, right? You got to have the core stuff. You got to have the skill and all that. But this is just one more piece to that puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because I think the social media part is really interlocking now with that core, forming relationships and making connections with people. Because that's where we go now more than anywhere else, right, is to the internet or social media rather than in person a lot more.
Right. You know, yeah. That's where they're at. You have to go where they are.
Right. Right. And people spend, you may have this at the tip of your fingertips, Natasha. We spend an inordinate, the average person today spends an inordinate amount of time with social media. Do we, you didn't come prepared for,
have
the numbers in front of you, but in terms of, you know, in terms of broadly, mm-hmm. We do spend an inordinate amount of time today, young and old, both mm-hmm. young and old, in social media today.
Definitely. And when people think about social media, you know, it's not only just Facebook and Instagram. You have LinkedIn, mm-hmm. YouTube, just Reddit, all of these apps, these platforms,
right.
that are feeding content,
right.
and brands might need to be on all of them. They might need to be on just a few. And so figuring out where you need to focus your time on. And just like you said, the keyword relationships, especially down here in the South, in Louisiana, most of the businesses operate on a relationship basis.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And so representing yourself as a trustworthy person in the community, brand that people want to be associated with, is really important as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that can be accomplished. Again, relationship can start from the very first moment that someone comes into contact with you as an individual wanting to market or sell something, or your business. That relationship starts before there's a hand ever shaken, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. And I think what you just said, I'm just going to change one word. You said can start, and I'm going to say it does start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have a choice. So. Right. Every from the way you present yourself to the music bed underneath your video to the way the video that you're posting looks and feels, right? And
right.
To the way the audio hits your ear. All that stuff comes into play, and that's what's so important about what we're going to talk about or what Natasha's going to talk about on Wednesday.
Right. Well, you're going to introduce her and be there with the cookies.
And so bring out the cookies.
You're going to you're playing an important part, Scott.
Pass out the ink pens.
That's right. Well, yeah, and that's there's no BS there. You give out good stuff.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, you really do. I don't know if you've helped him with that, Natasha, but he's done good.
Yeah, she helps me all the time. I just got my new stickers out. We'll pass out my new stickers that she came up with.
There you go. All right, this coming Wednesday, December the 17th, Hampton Inn, 2691 Viking Drive in Bossier City. That's right next door to Nikki's, 220 and Airline Drive. No BS Marketing Facebook page is where you go to sign up. You can also sign up at SRT Sales Training's Facebook page. And if you're just like me and you got you just stuck with that phone, call Scott, 318-393-5219. Scott Tarkowski is doing it again, and we're talking to him and Natasha Regard today here on Strategies for Living. Got more. Stay with us and come back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Scott Tarkowski, SRT Sales Training, and Natasha Regard from No BS Marketing. You guys, you two got Lauren and
pointing fingers like the radio can see.
Can't people see over the radio?
Yeah.
Theater of the mind is what I always used to, you know, back in the day as I was selling. That's what I would sell. Sell the sizzle, right? Mm-hmm. But you two guys have a lot in common in terms of your background and experience and where you've been.
Yeah. In terms of starting out kind of the arts and in high school, I had my t-shirt design.
So
I started a little graphic design myself.
Yeah, and you had a graphic. Sounds like you had a graphic design business way back. Yeah?
I did. Yeah, I did. That was my degree.
And you learned a lot, didn't you, doing that business, right?
I did. Yeah, I learned how to partner with people in the community and, you know, what it meant to sell and how to work all the programs. And,
No, that's awesome. So many people
and just sales in general.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So many people just have the skill and they don't have the soft people skills. Mm-hmm. And then that's the difference between you and a different candidate. So that's awesome. That experience.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So coming up Wednesday, December the 17th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you're going to want to be at the Hampton Inn, 2691 Viking Drive in Bossier City. It's the one right there next to Nikki's. And go to the No BS Marketing Facebook page. Go to the SRT Sales Training Facebook page. And it's easy to sign up. Now, you're going to kind of start psychologically with the presentation, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the things that are holding people back is not the tools or the knowledge or the resources or the YouTube videos. It's the fear or the mindset of being able to actually do what you know that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so we're going to address that and kind of work through some points.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, the different, there's so many options available. I mean, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's Reddit, there's YouTube, there's TikTok. How do I know? How in the world do I know that I'm not missing out?
You know, and where do you put it at, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, what's the most valuable resource any of us have, right? It's our time,
right?
And so you don't want to waste that. And you're going to talk about all those options and all the things that you need. But then, you know, what do I need to bring to the party? Right. Yeah. And it's not as complicated as people think it is it?
No, it's not. Especially with the advances in technology, most people have exactly what they need at their fingertips already. It's just understanding how to use it, when to use it, and then a few free or maybe $9 a month apps that can really just put that content that you already can take to the next level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then, you know, again, you mentioned earlier, Natasha, and I know this is a very real thing, because of the confusion, because of the fear, people, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out, right? And that's the reason we can get ourselves into some pretty sticky situations, thousands of dollars, you know, that we commit. And you had the experience previously, Scott. You know, you paid somebody to do a service, and okay, well, where is it? When's it gonna? You know, when's it coming about?
Yep, I spent a lot of time that, and the, like you said, most valuable thing is time, and I wasted a lot of time getting to market, and you don't want to do that,
right? Right.
And the apps that she's talking about, and the filters that you can use, and the way that you can lay a music bed underneath a video, and you know the way to proper way to hold the camera, and how should I shoot it in portrait, or should I shoot it in landscape, and you know, I mean, just basic stuff like that,
right? Right.
Can make all the difference in the world, and then we can go show and monitor how it's doing, see if those videos are getting looked at, and see what the response is, and then if it, you know, it's the old thing, and the doctor says it hurts when I do this,
don't do that.
Well, that's a good idea, right? Yeah. Well, it's the same thing here. If you're doing something that's not working for you, then you're wasting your time spending any effort on that.
You know, Natasha, you know, when I asked you the question, well, you know, it's confusing in terms of how much equipment you need. And I began to think, you pointed at your phone and, you know, you can start. You've got a lot of power right in your hand. You can literally leverage that. And you're going to talk about this. You can leverage that phone
to
make more sales and create more sizzle and excitement. For your own sales or your business. But I was thinking about, you know, when I was working a long time ago on my marketing degree, I took a computer course. And back then, this is 100 years ago, it was a mainframe computer. So, you know, to pass the course, we had to write a program, and it had to be put on the old punch cards. I'm really dating myself now, aren't I?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you are.
But, you know, I never saw that mainframe computer. But I do know this. The phone that we have in our hands right now, the phone that most of us have in our pockets, has more computing power. It has more ability than that mainframe computer.
Than the first space station.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary.
It is. It's scary, but it's also... It's the opportunity that presents itself like has never been presented before.
Definitely. Yeah. And then you can take your phone and connect it to the internet, and then what you can do with it just is unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you ready? Are you ready to hear what can be done
Scott Tarkowski and SRT Sales Training and No BS Marketing have got a couple of hours for you to set aside. The price is right. Mm-hmm. My goodness, the price is right. $59 for the event. We're talking next Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's Wednesday, December the 17th at the Hampton Inn at 2691 Viking Drive. That's at 220, virtually at 220 in Airline Drive.
Right there, right across from Home Depot.
And so you can sign up. Very easy. Go to the No BS Marketing Facebook page. Very easy to get to. Or go to SRT Sales Training Facebook page. And you can sign up at either place. And if you just have to, if you just really, really want to, some people just really want to talk to Scott.
Yeah, they want to talk to me.
Yeah. Some people just really want to do that. Well, you can do that. You can call 318-393-5219. And Scott Tarkowski will either answer the phone, take care of you, or he will get right back to you. Yeah?
Absolutely.
There you
go. Love to talk to you.
No BS Marketing and Natasha Regard and Scott Tarkowski from SRT Sales Training here on Strategies for a Living. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Scott Tarkowski. He never disappoints, does he?
No, he doesn't.
And I didn't know Natasha before you came in, but thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
My goodness.
I may be disappointing, but my friends aren't.
No, there you go. Natasha Regard and Scott Tarkowski bringing this wonderful event, making it, giving the opportunity Wednesday, December the 17th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But if you're interested, you got to go ahead and sign up because there's a very, very limited number of seats available. It's at the Hampton Inn, 2691 Viking Drive in Bossier City, over there next to Nikki's. Go to No BS Marketing Facebook page to sign up. Go to SRT Sales Training Facebook page to sign up. Natasha, we've covered a lot of ground today. What do you really want people to take away from this conversation?
I want people to know that anyone can be successful in marketing whatever they want to market with a few simple tips, tools, and strategies that more than likely they already have inside of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all things that people can start implementing to make 2026 a year like one that they have not had before.
That's no BS.
That's right.
Sounds like a commercial.
Right,
that sound like a commercial. Where do I send the bill?
Huh.
Scott, as
very
always,
specific.
As always, you never disappoint. Thank you for thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
In the community, and I know.
And thank you both. This is really a gift.
It's a gift, and it's there's a lot to take in. There's a lot to know.
Thanks for having us.
Big opportunity.
We shot this all live on video, too, so we're going to be some video to follow up.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
You guys were better that time.
Thank you.
Learning RX, we train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitas Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. SRT Sales Training.
Woo!
Uprising Addiction Center. And I don't know how to follow that. And Mira, Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who is it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Natasha Regard, for Scott Tarkowski, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.